a beautiful day in lovely Altadena. Hardly any smog in sight. I think I'll try out my new garden power mower and mow the lawn. Take that dog away. Take that dog out of the way. He'll get run down by the mower. Oh, no. Over by the house. Gone. I'm looking over my dead dog Rover, who got hit by my power mower. One leg is missing, the other is gone. The third leg is scattered all over the lawn. No need explaining, the one leg remaining is spinning on the carport floor. I'm looking over my dead dog Rover, and the whole thing's a f***ing bore. Oh God, what a mess! Over my lovely new jumpsuit too. My dog's not eating, he no longer barks. He hit the propeller and turned into sparks. No need explaining, there's no dog remaining. He's part of the grass and the yard. I'm looking over my dead dog Rover, and besides, the poor devil had no green card.
My flea has dogs, you don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. My flea has dogs, you don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. Collies, terriers, pugs, and poodles, the leashes get mixed up like noodles. He must have about 99. Afghan longhairs and little cocker spaniels, all of them are named Daisy or Daniel, and all of them are his and none are mine. They yip and yap and howl at the moon. They bark at midnight, bark at noon, when they go parading at the mall. Chihuahuas, chow-wows, Canadian pointers all crowd around and obscure their owner. Sometimes you can't see that flea at all. My flea has dogs, you don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. My flea has dogs, you don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. And Doberman and Dalmatian, 20 at a time in high rotation. Imagine all the food that they must eat. Italian greyhounds and Irish setters, out in the sunshine or in the wetter weather, they all come running when they hear my flea. A flea with dogs, now that's ridiculous. Even if you were very meticulous, you couldn't find another bug with mutts. Sharp A, Shih Tzu, Shiba Inu, Whippet, Weimaraner, 2x2. How did this little flea get all these pups? My flea has dogs, you don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has dogs. My flea has dogs, you don't know what's wrong. Oh, my flea has, oh, my flea has, oh, my flea has dogs.
My flea has dogs, my little flea has dogs. Little flea, little dogs, little flea, little dogs.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Quit snooping on my door. It ain't nothing but a hound dog. Quit snooping on my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you were high class, but I can see through that. You told me you
by my own dog last night.
Stay out all night long. Says I ain't gonna lie, my bad dog to stay out all night long. He don't care what I don't lie. He gonna stay out just anyhow. My bad dog jumped a rabbit and he run for Salt Lake Mike. Said my bad dog jumped a rabbit and he run for Salt Lake Mike. Well, he see him, couldn't catch him, so he cried just like a child. I know my dog anywhere I hear him bark. Says I know my dog anywhere I hear him bark. I can tell my little gal if I see her in the dark. Got 4 or 5 puppies and 1 little shaggy hound. I got 4 or 5 puppies and 1 little shaggy hound. All them little doggies can't run my good gal down.
Yeah. my girl
now.
Yeah. You know my girl just called me up, and she woke me from my sleep. I heard the things she said. You know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog?
A dog.
Why?
Why? 'Cause I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna buy me a dog. My girl, no love, no how. Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
'Cause she knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a dog to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You couldn't teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
'Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now.
Now,
yeah,
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog here over Fido's spot.
My girl, no love, no how.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
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 I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I buy a raccoon, but John already has one.
35
bucks. Come here. Okay. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
'Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't love me no how. How?
Now.
How now, brown cow. I think I'm going to buy me a dog, yes, sir. I'm going to buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm going to buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog. Boing, boing, boing. It would be springing from my...
Atomic? Can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out? They're coming to take us away.
Are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky, just to have some company, share a cup of tea with me. I'd take my puppet everywhere, da 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 da, I wouldn't care. And we would stay away from crowds, signs that said no dogs allowed. I know we, we'd never bite me. Oh no, we. Until the end.
was Christmas Eve. Bundles in my arms, snow upon my sleeve. I saw a little puppy, his eyes were filled with tears. And as I turned to walk away, I couldn't believe my ears.
I wish someone would take me home for Christmas. I'd look so cute beneath the Christmas tree. Someone would take me home for Christmas. I'd be as good as I could ever be.
I turned around to see him. I knew it couldn't be. But that fluffy little puppy was calling out to me.
Come back, come back, I love you.
Could I have heard him wrong? As I walked into the store, he sang his little song.
I wish someone would take me home for Christmas. I'd look so cute beneath the Christmas tree. The other puppies have a home for Christmas. I don't know why no one has chosen me.
Probably think I'm crazy, but I bought that little pup. I knew my kids would love him. As I picked him up, I couldn't wait to get him home so that they could see that fluffy little puppy there beneath the Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, children.
I'm so happy. I'm so glad to be beneath your tree. Merry Christmas, children.
Open me first at Christmas, set the tag for her to see. Upon my gift wrap shoebox, beneath her plastic tree. And even through the air holes, the smell of her cheap perfume set my puppy tail a-wagging, though it didn't have much room. Open me first at Christmas, can't she hear me whine? Open me first at Christmas, I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. Her boyfriend stuffed me in this shoebox while I was fast asleep. Being the runt of the litter, the pet store sold me cheap. I smelled chicken grease on his fingers, and it made my hunger grow. I heard curses through yellow chain smoke teeth as he fumbled with the bow. Open me first at Christmas, can't she hear me whine? Open me first at Christmas, I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. But now she's shaking my shoebox, and it gives my little poocher heart a lift. Oh, soon she'll be unwrapping me, her warm and snuggly gift. Oh, but what is all this shouting? His other girlfriend on the phone? Oh no, suitcase is being packed and the door is slammed. Christmas Eve and I'm all alone. Oh. She's gone, she's never coming back, but I'll be a big surprise any day. When the apartment manager's niece opens me first, come next Christmas Day. Open me first at Christmas, can't she hear me whine?
Open me first at Christmas. I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time.
You know, there is really only one dog psychiatrist in America, and we're very happy to say that he has been retained at great expense by the Bob and Ray program to psychoanalyze any dogs that may stray into the studio. Now, I personally at the moment have no dog problems. However, we are very glad and very fortunate indeed to be able to tune in on Dr. Herman J. Kenanclose, who at this moment is greeting one of his new patients.
Yeah, Lord. Doctor? How do you do, sir?
Doctor, I...
That's right up here, doggy. That's all... Yes.
I have a hunting dog here, and he's frustrated. I
frustrated, eh? What seems to be the trouble?
I don't know. He...
Well, don't worry about it,
my man. He used to be a great hunting dog, but he's nothing anymore.
He... Ach, so.
Jawohl.
Well, you just leave him here with me, and I'm sure I can do something for him.
I know you can.
What's his name, by the way? George?
George, yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Just leave us alone here. George? Here, sit down, George. Come on. That's the fella. Now, come over here.
There's a little cough I have, Doctor.
Ted, what's that?
I have a little cough.
Little cough, eh?
Yes, sir.
All right, George, I wonder if you'd tell me your troubles, what seems to be the matter. Your master seems very worried about
it. Well, it's not much of a problem. I
wish you'd look at me when you talk to me, George.
Did you ever look at yourself, Doctor?
Well, yes, but after all, I am the doctor. I'm here to help you.
I'm a very sad doc. Very sad dog.
You're very sad. What seems to be the matter?
I used to be a great hunting dog, you know.
Great hunting dog, yeah?
And my master has been disappointed in me. Does my tail wagging out back there bother
you? Yes, it is.
And I don't know.
Well, you
I'm afraid I'm going
to
cry.
Oh, come on, Georgie. Look, it can't be that bad, little fella. What is the matter with you?
Well, I can't seek out the rabbits anymore. What actually...
See, you're a rabbit dog, is that right?
That's right.
Talk to me around this side if you want to.
Okay, Doc. Hey, you know, you got clammy fingers, Doctor.
Sorry.
Well, here's the story. Rabbits, I understand now, are eating too much chlorophyll, and I just can't smell them anymore.
Oh, I see. You're having trouble with allergies for the nasal...
That's
trouble.
Right. Will you take your hands off my ears, Doctor, please?
I take my hands off your ears, I'm afraid you'll get down. You won't stay up here.
Don't worry about me, Doctor.
All right, now go ahead. Continue with the story.
Well, that's pretty much the problem. And my master is upset with me. My brothers and sisters kind of sneer at me. And
yeah.
I hate to use the term. I'm used...
Well,
I don't look like I'm crying.
No, you don't look like you're crying. No.
Well, I am.
Yeah, I see you are. If I had some Kleenex, I'd fix it up for you, but I don't have it.
Doctor?
Yeah?
All I think about are rabbits. All the time, rabbits.
Yeah?
Just because I can't smell them anymore. There's a rabbit in this room.
No, there's no rabbit.
Yes, there is. There's a rabbit in this room,
no,
Doctor.
No, that's a figment of your imagination.
It is. Look, look, Doctor.
No, there's no rabbits here in this room. No.
Okay, Doc.
I tell you what, maybe you need is a new pair of glasses. Do you ever wear glasses before?
Oh, I never have, Doctor.
Never worn glasses before.
Oh, sir.
Maybe that would be the good thing for you.
I love you as if you were my baby. I like the pretty eyes you've got. And with your sweet and little snap nose, you're my lovely dog.
We go out walking in the woods and play catch the ball and meet all of your dog friends there. Then nature shimmers bright and shines. We spend some joyful times. And when I call you, you write back, but hey, where is my dog? Where are you straying? Come back, I am waiting. Come out, I am here, your little. Come back here. I don't want to play now, I'm not happy, be sure. I will get you this, I tell you, stupid dog. You stinker, you barker, you piddler. But there you are, I knew that you'd return, my lovely dog.
Well,
when I'm at home and do my laundry. My dog just calmly throws a glance when I hang up the soppy clothes. She quickly strikes, she grabs whatever she can find, and leaves me far behind, and chews on it with pleasure. Until I get my own sock back, I battle with the dog. I've got enough, and wait, where did she go? Where is my dog? Where are you straying? Come back, I am waiting. Come out, I am here, you little. Come back here. I don't want to play now, I'm not happy, be sure. I will get you this, I tell you, stupid dog. You stinker, you barker, you piddler. Well, there you are, I knew that you'd return, my lovely dog. Sound asleep, my dear, what do you dream? That nature shimmers bright and shines, we spend some joyful times, and when I call you, you're right back to hey. Where is my dog? Where are you straying? Come back, I am waiting. Come out, I am here, you little. Come back here. I don't want to play now, I'm not happy, be sure. I will get you this, I tell you, stupid dog. Where are you straying? Come back, I am waiting. Come out, I am here, you little. Come back here. I don't want to play now, I'm not happy, be sure. I will get you this, I tell you, stupid dog. You stinker, you barker, you pillar. Well, there you are, I knew that you'd return, my lovely dog.
Before you call him a dog, yes, and how many seas must a white dog swim before he sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the tennis ball fly before he puts it back in my hand? The answer, my friend, is barking in the wind. The answer is barking in the wind. How many times must a dog wag his tail before his happiness shows? Yes, and how many roads must a doggy roll before he needs to doze? Yes, and how many bones must a doggy chew before his tummy grows? The answer, my friend, is barking in the wind. The answer is barking in the wind. The answer, my friend, is barking in the wind. The answer is barking in the wind.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to a very hot Addlewood Bitslap Studios here. It's a very balmy 88 degrees here in the studio. It's 94 outside, very un-Maine-like. To my knowledge, this is the warmest temperature we've had in at least 3 years. Last 2 years in a row, we had a high of 93. Eat your heart out, New Jersey. Anyway, tonight we offer you a salute to the dog days of summer with our annual dog compilation. Puppies everywhere, come on in and listen. This one's for you. So we started with a guy named Ian Whitcomb, My Dead Dog Rover. He did not write that. I don't know who did. Or maybe he did. I don't think so. But I couldn't find any clues. But I did find out that his really big hit was something called You Really Turn Me On, which I think I played for you a couple of weeks ago. This is from 1965, if you're interested, if you're still there. Casper Baby Pants. I Just back away slowly, folks. That's going to tell you my flea has dogs, the hound dog from Little Esther Mae Jones Phillips from Galveston, Texas. This goes back to 1953. Bow Wow was Titus Turner. Titus Turner also wrote Leave My Kitten Alone and with Little Willie John. And also he wrote another answer song that I just discovered, The Return of Stag O'Lee. I'll get to that eventually. Boogie Bill Webb after that, the Bad Dog song from 1953. He also wrote Drinkin' and Stinkin', which I'm anxious to get around to. The Monkees, of course, I'm Gonna Buy Me a Dog from their, I think that was their first album. And then the Puppy Song from David Cassidy. Both heartthrobs, both dead early. Actually, David Cassidy was 71. Did you know he was the son of Jack Cassidy? You know, Hollywood Squares habitué? I didn't know that. Anyway, after that, let's see. The Christmas Puppy was Dudley Dog Jr. Song was written by Russ Reagan and Marty Cooper. They were successful guys. I'm surprised they dragged themselves down to this. Must have been a lost poker bet or something. And then we heard from Ogden Edsel. Bill Frenzer and his friends. You know him better for Kinko the Clown and Dead Puppies, but this was Open Me First, one of my favorite Christmas songs. The Dog Psychiatrist was Bob and Ray, and Stupid Dog from our old friends over there at Anonymous. Their body of work is growing day by day. And then Barking in the Wind from, it says Jazz Social Media, but I have no idea. Anyway, we got more for you, so sit!
1, 2, 3, 4.
My name is Nipper, bet you dig my song. I'm the best dang dog that ever come along. I know you heard of Lassie and Rin Tin Tin. I'm the pup who listened up and started all that spin.
Nipper, Nipper, king of the souvenirs. Nipper, Nipper, swinging the victory gear.
You see, TV and movie dogs are good for a pass. But there's nothing like a looker who's the head of his class. Those pooches are pretenders when it comes to being first. Let's tell them where they stand. I want their bubbles to burst.
Nipper, Nipper, king of the souvenirs. Nipper, Nipper, sing for the victor pioneers.
Count down, line them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. Chuck, roll, call. Slinky Dog and Marmaduke and Huckleberry Hound. Scooby-Doo and Snoopy, don't be hanging around. What kind of dog is Goofy? Why is Nana so nice? Who did Toto go and bite when just a bark would suffice? Petey's just a poser, pocket lady and the tramp.
'Cause I'm in the Smithsonian. They should put me on a stamp. Look at them all. They're bowing to the wow now. Nipper. Ain't no picking on Nipper. I'm the king of the souvenirs. Who could ever guess a little guy like me with his ear? Just tilted to the left could ever land a career. Just leave it in the record, boys, that I was victor's choice. By listening like something's up, I launched his master's voice.
We're calling Nipper, Nipper, king of the souvenirs.
She can bite my ear.
Oh, make me the man
My dog thinks I am. He acts like I'm a king. And if I was the man my dog thinks I am, I could do anything. He gives me so much unconditional love, 24/7 each day. Oh, make me the man my dog thinks I am. At least help me meet him halfway. Now there are some folks who think it's a joke to put other people down. But my dog, he don't care about putting on airs. He just loves to act like a clown. And when we go for a walk, sometimes I just talk, and it seems like he understands. I don't know what he sees when he looks up at me, but he must think my name's Superman. Oh, make me the man my dog thinks I am. At least make me willing to try. 'Cause if I was the man my dog thinks I am, I'd be a heck of a guy. He gives me so much unconditional love, all I do is scratch his head. Oh, make me the man my dog thinks I am, before it's time I roll over and play dead. Oh, make me the man my dog thinks I am, at least make me willing. 'Cause if I was the man my dog thinks I am, I'd be a heck of a guy. He gives me so much unconditional love, all I do is scratch his head. Oh, make me the man my dog thinks I am, before it's time I roll over and play dead. I just wish he wouldn't jump on my bed. Hey, but it's just a dog thing, I guess.
Slow up, my friend. The hoses are ready and the waters are running. We'll have to turn back again. We better meet back there by the church front door. We'll say a prayer, then come back once more. It must be done no matter what's in store. Come, look out for that dog. Come on, son, the water's stirring. This is why we'll live like men, or like men, we'll die. So brace yourself, the dogs are coming, but don't you raise a hand. With head held high, we'll keep on humming, that's how we'll make our stand. We took a vow that we must not hold, borrowed from a story 2,000 years old. Without hitting back, we'll reach our goal. For that dog. Look out for that dog. Come on now, watch out for that dog.
Mm-hmm. called Flatlander. I've got a bulldog, he called Flatlander. I've got a bulldog, he called Flatlander. My backyard be my backyard. Bark, he roared like thunder. He barked, you baby, yes, barked, you baby. Take this hammer and give it to the captain. Take this hammer and give it to the captain. Take this hammer and give it to the captain. Here I'm gonna be, here I'm gone. When you pass by, we'll say good morning. When you pass by, please say good morning. You pass by, you say good morning, kid, I'm gonna be, kid, I'm gone. When you see my long-haired buddy, when you see my long-haired buddy, when you see my long-haired buddy, here I'm gonna be, here I'm gone.
Little dog, please be quiet tonight. Little dog, won't you keep out of sight?
I was outside her door long after dark. She said, shh, shh, the doggy will bark. Sweetheart, I said, opening the door, when he sees this, he'll bark no more.
Little dog, here's a bone, if you'll leave me alone.
But he bark, bark, he just wouldn't stop. Woke up the house, Mama and Pop, and they both got up and switched on the light, so no one got kissed that night.
Well, the next night was dark, moonlight was dim. This time I brought a biscuit for him. Sweetheart, I said, opening the door,
when he sees this, he'll bark no more.
Little pup, shh, 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 if you will, shh, 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 eat this up, shh, shh, and be still.
But he bark, bark, he just wouldn't stop. Woke up the house, Mama and Pop, and they both got up and switched on the light, so no one got kissed that night.
Then a thought came to me like a light in a fog. Want a dog as a friend,
bring a friend for the dog.
So I brought one along. When I came the next night, oh, what a dog, he's so pretty and bright. And I said, shh, 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 barking pup, shh, 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 meet your friend, shh, 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 and shut up.
Did he bark, bark?
Oh, no, not a peep, all through the house, all were asleep. So I'm glad to say it ended all right. Someone got kissed that night.
Now my girl's my bride,
all dressed up in white, 'cause someone got kissed that night.
But my bird dog do.
nothing but a mean dog. White Fang, you're a mean dog. You're an always reckless scene dog. But I love you just the same. You're so big and mean and scary. You're so overgrown and hairy. And you're always so contrary. But I love you just the same. You know I do. Always digging up the neighbor's yard. Always burying the neighbor's car. Always knocking down a neighbor's house. So you're a dog that makes a man feel like a mouse. You ain't nothing but a mean dog. White Fang, you're a mean dog. But you really are a keen dog. So I love you just the same. You know I do. You gonna play a guitar solo? All right, go on. Well, don't pick it, it'll never heal. Always digging up the neighbor's yard. Always burying the neighbor's car. Always knocking down a neighbor's house. So you're a dog that makes a man feel like a mouse. You ain't nothing but a mean dog. White Fang, you're a mean dog. But you really are a keen dog. So I love you just the same. You know I do. You know I do. You're a mean dog. But I love just you.
Pardon me, but if I may, I would like to speak to you. Maybe you have noticed too, our dogs have learned to care. You can see it in their eyes, you can hear it in their sighs. Winchell mentioned it today, they are very much that way. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? My dog's a he-dog, and your dog's a she-dog. I wish you loved me the way that he loves she. Don't they look sweet every time they meet beneath their favorite tree? My big Airedale wags his little tail to tell your terrier he's crazy the merrier. My dog loves your dog, and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog loves my dog, and my dog loves your dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? All night he's whining because he keeps pining to be with her the way I'd like to be with you. I take him out and he runs about to see if she is in sight. By his nose he knows every place she goes. He calls to her, bow, wow, wow, I love you and how, wow, wow. My dog loves your dog and your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Your dog, my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Look how she pets him, and look how she lets him play around the way I'd like to play with you. Chows and Pekingese, who have pedigrees, are crazy over my hound. But your little mutt simply got him nuts, and he'd gladly give her his last piece of liver. Cause my dog loves your dog, your dog loves my dog. If our doggies love each other, why can't we? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh.
dog across the street. I'm just afraid that we're never gonna meet. She gets her walks in the morning time. I gotta wait all day until I get mine. So every morning I'm there waiting by the fence. I wish that I could see her, but at least I catch her scent. I'm barking real sexy and she's barking real sweet. Oh, how I wish I could meet the dog across the street. Oh, she's my puppy. Every night I walk my owner around the corner to her place. I'm dreaming of the lucky night I meet her face to face. But every night she barks to say that she's inside and can't get out. She barks and cries until the neighbors start to shout. So I bark to say goodbye and then I leave my calling card high up on the fence post on the edge of her backyard. And I leave a special present just to make my walk complete. Tomorrow its odor will greet the dog across the street. Oh, that poop's gonna impress her. I know it's love, even though I've never met her. I'm dreaming of a big red Irish setter. But she could be a pug with a funny looking shoved in mud. Doesn't matter how she looks, you see. 'Cause it's my nose that knows that she's a dog for me. I'm in love with the dog across the street. Yeah. Suddenly my dreams came true without a word of warning. My owner lost his job, he took me walking in the morning. Coming around the corner, biggest dog I've ever seen. Could have been a pin up in Playdog magazine. Well, she hit me like a Chevy, I was pinned, I couldn't budge. It's what I dig about a St. Bernard, there's so much dog to love. She covered me in kisses from my head up to my feet. Well, there ain't a dog who can't beat my dog across the street. Oh, she's my puppy. Call her my puppy love. But she's a full-grown dog and she's got pedigree. And she's in love with me. Bow, wow, wow. She's a blue ribbon dog. She's got doggy style.
Dagny wags her tail each time I play this song. And sometimes when I sing, she starts to howl along. And there's no two ways about it. She loves me when it's good and when it's bad. You did not like her and she did not like you. There was always something not quite right between you two. I should have known when you kicked her off the bed that I was next in line for sleeping on the floor. I only asked if we could come in from the rain. You looked at me as if I'd completely gone insane. You wouldn't do something nice for my dog. I couldn't believe it when you hit her with that shoe. Just couldn't figure what the hell she'd done to you. And I know you said it was the first time, but you did not say that it would be the last. Why should I sit and plan untimely ends for you?
Why should I cry and mold and wonder what to do when I can do something nice for my dog? Something good and something true were all the things that fled from you, I know. Till there was nothing left to say and nowhere left to go. Someone smart, I don't need someone rich. I just want someone nice. I already have a bitch, and I know now that I haven't found her. But me and Dagny think she's just around the bend. She'll bring the kind of love that you could never give. She'll bring me joy and hope and make me wanna live. She'll bring something nice for my dog.
The pound, I thought it might be nice to have a dog around. I wandered through the cages, they all barked, they set me free, except for the little beagle who just wagged his tail at me. They said his name was Ben, he was 4 or 5 years old. He was there because of tires, he chased the ones that rolled. I asked, was he housebroken? Oh yes, was the reply. The old owners made a point of that, they waved us both goodbye. We stopped to buy some biscuits in the car, I gave him 3. Later on that night, he gave them back to me. It would not have been a problem had he dropped the gift outside, but he dumped it in the living room where it smelled like something died. I did not lose my temper, I was gentle as a breeze. I pet him on the head, I asked him, will you please in the future do your business out in the backyard? But the morning sun in the living room again held his calling card. Hold your tongue, I told myself, it'll do no good to cuss. He's in a strange environment, he needs time to adjust. I voiced my disapproval, then I tapped him on the nose, then warned him to shape up or I'll feed him to the crows. Second week went by, the living room remained devoid of any signs of the behavior the first week he had employed. Then I chanced into the basement where I found mapped out for me the 7 Hawaiian Islands in fecal symmetry. Stampeded up the steps, I caught him on the run. I took his leash in hand, I said, Jerome, me nights are done. If between these walls you insist to dump, your nose post will weep. I tied him to a tiny space, then I went to sleep. Midway through the night, I heard walking down below. I got up out of bed, I kept my movement slow. Yes, slowly my foot found just outside the bedroom door. That beagle then was loose, and it evened up the score. Nature, I'm a peaceful man, but I went into a rage. I grabbed him by the collar, screamed, it's time to buy a cage. From this night on, that's where you'll sleep. What else can I do? It's either that or you're back on file at the cat and doggy zoo. The first night dog imprisoned, I nearly slept a frame. The second, third, and fourth nights were very much the same. He'd sleep all through the day, then howl all through the night. Beagle then had won the battle, but in victory lost the fight. For early the next morning, I took him back from where he came. The girl there sighed, that was Ben's last chance. What a pity, what a shame. I said, you mean, if I don't keep him, his heart will forever still? That's why each day I awaken and search for the small brown hill.
Thank you. You're a good dog. You're a good dog. You're a good dog. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. What a good dog. Yes, you are. What a good dog. Yes, you are. What a good dog. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Such a good dog. You're the best. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. What a good dog.
Yes, you are.
What a good, good dog.
Yes, you are.
What a good dog.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. What a good dog.
Such a good dog.
Yes, you are. What a good dog. We'll go far. What a good dog.
Okay, waiting for my dog to fetch, and I think I'm going to be here for a little while longer. So let's just get together and have a what's a playlist between friends, right? So sit up and beg, because here it comes. We started with Christopher Andrew Meyer, Nippers Yap Rap. I don't write them. I just find them and dust them off. Okay, Make Me a Man, Make Me the Man My Dog Thinks I Am was Jimmy Scott. That's a popular little anthem. I found a couple of those around. The Dogs was Gil Brunow. Did you catch that song? You should listen to it again if you didn't. From 1961. He was born in Watts in 1931 and died in Glendale, not too much further, 80 years later. I'd say it's a pretty good transition. Got a Bulldog was the Sweet Brothers and Ernest Stoneman. The Crew Cuts from 1954, they were from Toronto, believe it or not. Somebody from Toronto. The Barking Dog. I'm just kidding, Toronto. Don't be mad. I'm going to be visiting you soon. My Bird Dog was Denver Bill Clark and his Ranch Hands. White Fang, of course, from Soupy Sales. Actually, mostly Frank Nastasi. Frank Nastasi was born in Detroit, and he and Soupy had birthdays a day apart, the 7th and the 8th of January. I, myself, am born on the 8th of January with Soupy Sales. But, hey, Frank, welcome to the Capricorn Club. Let's see, My Dog Loves Your Dog. There's, of course, Cliff Edward, also known as Ukulele Ike. He did a lot of voiceovers, recording, was a busy guy for years and years, but eventually died penniless thanks to the demon alcohol. And I'm sure there were other demons involved, but we will just move on. Kirk Olsen, then, after that, from a whole album about dogs. I believe it's called Dog Songs. I don't know. That was The Dog Across the Street. And then Something Nice for My Dog was Kevin Gilbert. He was a member of the Bolts, and he died in some sort of weird asphyxiation, autoerotic mystery. Let's see, John Kubelis after that, The Small Brown Pill, and finishing up with You're a Good Dog. And I think that should be the dog's national anthem. That was the Laurel Canyon Animal Company. Couldn't find anything else by them. I like this one. So, yeah, we got a couple more coming up for you. I want to remind you that next week is another week, and we will try again. I swear we will. And maybe next week we will succeed. I don't know. But be sure to join me and stick around for the next couple of tunes, and give your dog a pat behind the ears for me, would you? Attaboy.
Get up real early in the morning before the alarm clock rings, so I can slobber and lick all over this guy's face. I guess it's just one of those things I was born to do. You could say that it's my job. And I'm so glad that I was born a dog, 'cause it's a dog's life. Never go to work and I never cook dinner. It's a dog's life. I can eat all I want 'cause I don't want to get thinner. It's a dog's life. When I fall on my nose, I can fill up my tummy. It's a dog's life. I knock over the trash and I find something yummy. Gets up and he drives away. That's when this dog is gonna play. I'm gonna pee on the rug, I'm gonna chew on the couch, I'm gonna let the world know this is my house. 'Cause it's something I was born to do. You could say that it's my job. And I'm so glad that I was born a dog, 'cause it's a dog's life. Never go to work and I never cook dinner. It's a dog's life. I can eat all I want 'cause I don't want to get thinner. It's a dog's life. I can bark all night then sleep in the sunshine. It's a dog's life. Oh, there ain't a better life than the life of a canine. Comes home and I can see that he's sore about the hole in the couch and the puddle on the floor. So I just grovel at his feet, I wiggle like a pig, and he forgives me for everything I did. 'Cause he knows I just had to do it. He knows that it's my job. And I thank God that I was born a dog, 'cause it's a dog's life. Never go to work and I never cook dinner. It's a dog's life. I keep getting fatter, I don't want to get thinner. It's a dog's life. When I let one go, you know I never say excuse me. It's a dog's life. It'll be a great life too if he don't lose me. Please don't lose me. No, don't lose me. Dog, please don't lose me. Don't lose your dog. No, don't lose your dog. Guess it's a dog life over here at Kirk's house. You know, I got so much food. And I got me a comfortable chair. Yeah, just chew the stuffing out of it.
this is my new videogram, and I hope that you're all going to enjoy learning to train your dogs to cause an accident. Now, are you ready? Now, today we're going to be horrible to dogs.
I'm a dog.
You're a dog.
A good dog.
I thought I was a lawyer.
No, you are actually a shit dog. Lead in your hand, put it round your neck.
That's right, good boy.
Jerk him hard.
Hurry up.
Rotate, stand square.
Push.
Wait, let
go.
Bookies. Good jerk, dog pulling. Hurry up. Rotate, jerk him hard, praise him. And
that's right, right. Good boy. Good boy.
Rotate, rotate. Wait, let go.
Bookies.
Dog pulling. Hurry up.
Rotate,
rotate. Praise him. And
down.
Pup
music.
Dogs really love it.
All the nervous dogs get brave when I put these on and give them a few good
old jerks. In fact, I always say right up over your bed, jerk them and love them.
That's my motto.
Right, now you've had dreadful trouble with this dog pulling, haven't you?
Sure.
Come on, your dog to cause offence either on pavements or parks. Now, are you ready? Push the dog, turn him round, and he will walk into vehicles. Good, let go. Leave your dog on the road to die. The dog stops and distracts, and then the fun and love was over.
That's right, good boy.
Jerk him hard.
Hurry up.
Rotate, stand square.
Push.
Wait, let
go.
Bookies. Good jerk, dog pulling. Hurry up. Rotate, jerk him hard, praise him. And
that's right,
good boy. Good boy.
Rotate, rotate. Wait, let go.
Bookies.
Dog pulling. Hurry up. Draws a fence.
Good.
Go back and love them. Very good.
Now your dog neither loves you nor respects you. And without respect, the dog doesn't do anything you really want.
Pocket.